Good morning and welcome to another edition of Talk to the Experts. You know, about every 6 weeks, we get someone from TRU in the studio, and it's always a pleasure when I get a returnee. Returnees are fun. Kiri Elves is the manager of Future Students Department at TRU, and welcome back. It's been a couple of years, I think.
It has. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I was here with a couple of my colleagues probably about 2 years ago. I went on mat leave, so trying to remember how long ago that was.
Oh, you went and had a baby.
Oh, yeah, and that totally messes up your mind completely, let's just say. So, yeah, it's really nice to be back, and I get the whole spot to myself, so
yeah,
that's really
exciting. Nobody to help you out this time.
Yeah. Like, oh,
last time we just had to break in a little bit, you see?
Yeah. Exactly. I should be an expert now, right?
Yeah, we'll find out, won't we? Speaking of experts, yeah, you're an expert in a particular field, Manager Future Students Department. Exactly what is that, and what do you do at Thompson Rivers?
Sure. So am I an expert? Let's just say I have a lot of experience.
There you go.
You know, I do learn every day from the people that I work with, the people on my team, and the students that we see. So I do work in the Future Students Office, and maybe I should give you a little history of how that's
sure.
changed. So I actually started out as a TRU student. So in 2005, I graduated from here in Kamloops, South Cam Secondary School, and I decided to pursue my Bachelor of Business Administration at TRU. So that took me about 6 years, and through my program, I did the co-op program, which is paid work experience, and I got the privilege of working in the student recruitment office, which is what Future Students is formerly known as. It was a paid position when I was a student. And so when I graduated, I actually was able to come back to the recruitment office and work full time. And so I've been there since 2011. Now I'm the manager of an amazing team. And pretty much what we do is we work with future students. So that could be anybody from high school, anybody who's taken a couple of years off and want to come back into post-secondary, transfer students, graduate. Well, we don't really work so much with graduate students, but we do share the opportunity. And we just help transition future students through that post-secondary journey. So helping them with answering questions like, what are the admission requirements? What programs do you have? How do I apply? How much does it cost? Pretty much, you know, everything that a future student might
want to
know.
Do you ever get a student coming up to you, Kiri, and saying, I want to go to university, I want to go to TRU, I just don't know what I want to do?
Absolutely.
You get that, do you?
It would be weird if we didn't. And that was my position back in high school. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I didn't have the best grades, but I knew I wanted more education. So we see that all the time. Students know that they want to go to university, but maybe one, they don't know what we even have or the breadth of program options that we offer at TRU. They don't know what the admission requirements are or that post-secondary is attainable, regardless of how well they did in high school. So yes, and that's one of the most exciting conversations to have, because we get to open up their eyes and really share those amazing opportunities with them.
One of the things comes to mind that, at least I would think, that the choices are unlimited. And, you know, compared to, say, 10 years ago, there was X number of choices, and now it's just doubled or tripled or whatever, and the student really can't make up their mind. You know, there's a lot of interesting stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. There is. I mean, the university itself, just on campus, so not including open learning, has over 140 programs.
Wow.
So imagine being a high school student having no idea what to take. And a lot of questions that come with that are not only what program can I take, but what kind of careers and jobs are going to be at the end of said program. And so what we do is we meet with them and we just pull out the program and show it to them. The nice thing is, and what we tell a lot of students and parents especially, it's the parents that are, what is my son or daughter going to do? We let them know that even by choosing one program at the start, they're not stuck. So students have the opportunity to move between programs, take classes across a breadth of areas. Maybe
yeah.
You'll be in arts and you'll pick up a science class, or tourism or business. If a student has taken a couple of electives and they decide, oh my gosh, I am not an arts student, I love tourism, we can just get them to reapply to a different program and move them over. A lot of the times, typically, credits would transfer, so they're not losing a bunch of time. So I think just letting students and parents know that whatever decision you make when you're 18 years old or 17 years old coming out of high school, or even if you're coming back to university, isn't the decision you have to be stuck with for the rest of your life.
You know, you must have been reading my mind. That was my next question. What if the student doesn't like what they chose, you know?
Yep.
So they get to move on to a different area.
Yeah, just change, you know, just reapply. We have some really amazing services on campus. So the first one would be Career Education Department. So my colleagues over there, they will meet with students and talk about labor market trends and what kind of careers are going to be at the onset of, or outset of a program, and chat with them, see if they want to change their mind. We have academic advisors who will actually do course planning to see if students can incorporate a couple of different areas of study around other programs. So students just have to ask for help and explore those opportunities to change. And yes, absolutely, we have it all the time. And I mean, when students graduate, say you do finish in, let's say, an arts or a business or a science degree, even though you may have that science degree, you may end up working in a completely different field.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a business degree in human resources. I'm not working in an HR department. I'm working more so in sales and marketing in the future student's office. But everything I learned in my degree helps me in my career today. So students nowadays change careers 7 times in a lifetime.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, those are the stats. And that's a norm right now. So definitely the whole thing is coming into university with an open mind and the understanding that you might change your mind.
You know, I've been to tru.ca many, many times to have a look and see what's going on. Terrific website, but boy, that can be overwhelming if you really don't know what you're doing or where you're navigating to.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I agree. I still sometimes have trouble, but just know that the information is on the website.
Oh boy, it's there.
It is there, yeah. And so, I mean, for anybody that's thinking about coming to TRU as a place to start, go right to our program listing. They just type in an area of study that they're interested in, and all of our program options come up, whether that be our online education or our campus. And that's what we're here for, future students. So you wouldn't believe the amount of calls and emails we get of students and parents just reaching out directly to us, and we can help them find what they're looking for and navigate them through. It's okay to call and ask. We all know we love customer service. You sometimes just want to talk to a person.
Yeah.
You've probably called credit card companies or TELUS and
yeah,
you're pressing 00000
yeah,
just to get to a person. So we can be those people. Our future students team, you know, is really helpful. And a lot of our team are recent grads who've gone through TRU recently. And so we can help anybody through that process.